You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I used to think that this was my town. Good morning. Welcome to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host. Welcome to a new week. Welcome to Monday. We are happy that you are here today sharing time with us. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can always call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we in this house still call Twitter. Not going to lie, heavy weekend this weekend, tragedy in Minneapolis again, and we're going to talk more about it, but we do have a very, very, very good show for you today. After the 9:30 news, we are going to be speaking to State Senator Dora Drake, who is the representative of the District 4, Senate District 4 here in Wisconsin, talking about the proposed amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution that would do away with DEI hiring practices and why they are bad, why this is bad for everyone. This is not an issue to be discussed regarding race-based hiring, as some who like to talk about it kind of give the game away when they say that. This is an amendment that's harmful towards all. So we'll be talking to her about that. Her district, I want to get her thoughts on Minneapolis as well, as Milwaukee slowly moves towards the possibility of ICE coming to their streets. County Executive David Crowley in the candidates forum that Dan Schaefer right here, Civic Media, he moderated last week, talked about a plan for the county. I know that Cavalier Johnson is working on something right now, but we want to talk to her about that. And then in the 10 o'clock hour after the news at the top, we'll be speaking to Asia Barber, who is going to talk to us about our clothing choices. And I know that sounds like, oh, well, you know, fun fashion. We'll be talking about fashion. We'll be talking about the importance of sustainability in our clothing, her work to demystify the fast fashion and how bad it is for our environment and our economy, and just that conversation of how do I, you know, pick a new wardrobe while also being good to the earth, being good to my pocketbook, because let's face it, fast fashion is cheap, and I understand that. I buy fast fashion. I am going to admit that completely. And then at 10:35, it's going to be some audio sorbet. We're going to need to take a moment. I want to know about your fashion choices, and I know that can sound very surfacey, but I know that it means a lot to some people to be able to dress well, to feel good. Maybe you are on a health journey and you've bought some new clothes. That always does feel well, too. So I want to invite you to talk about that with us at 10:35. And then we're gonna close it out with a handy tip from Greg. So stick around. We have a lot of great show ahead for you today. But we're going to kick things off with a guest. Don't usually kick shows off with a lot of guests, but we're doing that today in the light of what happened in Minneapolis. And today, I want to welcome to the show the host of Rational Revolution right here on Civic Media. You can catch it on Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Mr. Mark Becker is our guest this morning. Mark, thank you so much for returning to the show, to the time frame, to all of it. How are you today?
Well, thanks, man. Fashion tip. I have a Lokai bracelet.
Yeah.
Right. I love those.
Yeah.
And it has like water from Everest and mud from the Dead Sea, because it keeps you balanced. And being a business owner and being someone that cares about other people, that helps me. So there's a hot tip for your fashion thing. But I'm okay.
I'm glad. I'm glad you brought up balance, Mark, because before we get into the why of why you're here, and it's very important, I want to talk about your show, Rational Revolution, which you can hear 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Civic Media, or if you go to civicmedia.us/shows, you can go to the show page, download episodes, catch up on the conversations. But the reason for your show is balance. Your reason for the show is to find connection, because we say it all the time. There's more that unites us than divides us. And I feel like in today's day and age, we're seeing more and more of that. But if you could just give me an overview of the show and why you want to have these discussions.
So the motto that I have for the show is something that I've, you know, talked about and held dear for a long time. And it's not about left versus right. Mm-hmm. It's about right versus wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that if we center our politics on that and our discussions on that, we can get to a good place. I was the former chairman of the Republican Party here in Brown County, the youngest one they ever had in the history, the big RNC.
Yeah.
And I left the party during the rise of Donald Trump in 2015. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was politically homeless for over 10 years. And then I joined the other side.
Yeah.
And so I can see things from both sides. I can, you know, I understand arguments that people would have on the right. And so not to pat myself on the back, but I think I'm uniquely positioned to have those discussions and bring people into, you know, the tent of actually sitting down and talking to one another. So that's what we try to do.
And that's what you do really, really well. I mean, you've had some really great discussions on your show. And I think that's the thing people really are struggling with. There's people on the right who feel as you felt, and I know that our friend Todd Alba felt, left behind by the original moral value compass, whatever you want to call it, of the Republican Party. But I know there are people on the left who, when it comes to these topics, you almost have to say, all right, I understand we're upset, we're heated, we're passionate, but we cannot turn our backs on those who want to have that discussion. It doesn't help anything. We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago when the rise of the new Marjorie Taylor Greene, however you want to do that, like just this new attitude from her. And I think it's very important not to just say, well, to heck with her. Forget her.
Oh my God.
No, because when you do that to, when you do that to people, oh, I'm not doing that to, she doesn't call me back, but like there are people in our lives who are having doubts, who are saying, yeah, this is not what I wanted. Now you can say, well, this is what you voted for. That's a totally different conversation. But when it comes down to the brass tacks, if we sit there and say, well, this is what you get, and you know, you're in the FO part of this, but they're going to walk away from the conversation with nothing, and they might go back to where they were because at least at that point they felt comfortable. But I think it's about tampering our own sense of passion and saying, let's sit down and let's talk and let's connect, because I'm not a billionaire and I think that a lot of people aren't. So therefore we need to work together to preserve a democracy. But that's, you know,
it's also telling people, you know, say, well, you know, I didn't vote for this, or, you know, and when we want to point out, you know, you voted for this, a lot of times they didn't.
Yeah.
They look at all the things that Donald Trump has done that are lies. He said he's going to lock up the best and the brightest, or the, you know, the worst.
Yeah.
He's not doing it.
Yeah.
So many things, you know, if we play the blame game with people, they didn't vote for this either. Mm-hmm. And it's giving them the space to not say, well, yes, you did.
Yeah.
No, you know, so yeah, it's seeing the humanity in people, which is what we have to do.
Yeah. And it's also accepting the idea that sometimes people can also change their mind. And it doesn't mean you have to go out and have a drink or a beer or invite them to family supper. It just means that's one more person that we can work together with to fight for what's important. And I think we can all agree what's important is the democracy, the process, and the freedom of what America should be about. But the reason why I wanted to have you on the show, I mean, I could have you on the show every week if I wanted to, because it's a great hang. But you... So Mr. Alex, I would say nurse, he was an ICU nurse. He worked at the VA. Alex Preddy he grew up in Green Bay, went to school there, but you knew him. Tell me more about him and the post that you put on X. Can't believe I just called it X. That, I mean, honestly, where we're sitting right now, it's got 1.1 million views. It's been shared a bunch of times. You've spoken to the BBC. There's been traction with this because you knew him and you had something to say about the whole situation.
Well, I've been super like cognizant to speak to people and to, you know, different news outlets that I've been very selective because I've been approached by every single friggin' local media here in Milwaukee and Madison, but There's two things. My old Catholic guilt says I shouldn't be talking for someone because, you know, I knew him when I was little. But then the second thing is, I know that there are that they'll try to both sides this, and there's no both sides to what happened. Mm-hmm. But I knew Alex. We sang together in the boys' choir, Green Bay Boys Choir, for years.
Yeah,
and that is such a tight knit community that, you know, you have to understand that we were little. You know, from 8 years old to like the teenagers.
Yeah.
And it's such a tight knit group, from the parents to the staff to the directors. We spend hours and hours every week with each other. Alex was on a trip that the boys' choir went to the British Isles. I mean, you're traveling the world with these people. Mm-hmm. And you know, I lost contact with him when we got older. And, but yeah, I mean, it's when I said to another player, to the BBC, it was that I didn't know Alex today, but when something like that traumatic happens to one of us,
yes,
it's like a disturbance in the force
that
we all feel. And it's a sorrow that I feel, yes, for Mr. and Mrs. Preddy and for him, but I also feel it for the entire community as a whole, to see what happened and to see that. I mean, I've seen my friend die on media so many more times mm-hmm. than I would ever care to see that happen. It's just awful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that did not feel good.
No, of course not. And again, I appreciate, I mean, you say you're being selective, so that makes me even more grateful that you are here with us
Absolutely.
Today talking about
yeah.
it. I just, you know, in the post, you didn't do a personal video, and I, you know, and I understand that. I understand what you're saying with the Catholic guilt thing. You know, don't make this about me, but you do need to speak up, because all the voices help in this matter. And I'm just going to read what you said real quick. You said he never brandished his gun. He was legally permitted to carry. He was holding his phone. An officer beat him, disarmed him, and he was executed. Alex touched many lives, including mine, as I sang in the Green Bay Boy Choir with him for years. Alex Preddy was murdered today. And I think that's something I want to come back to on the other side of the break, which is the narrative that was really hard spun with Renee Nicole Good, that fell apart immediately. But they're trying to do the same thing with him, and it fell apart even quicker. The fact that, you know, he did have a gun, he was disarmed, he was mobbed by a bunch of people, and then he was shot in the back. And so, and I want to talk about the attitudes, the opinions you're hearing. Specifically, I want to talk about one story that came out this weekend that was, I think, could be very shocking to a lot of people regarding the NRA. But we're going to talk more about that with Mark Becker, who is the host of Rational Revolution, which you can hear right here on Civic Media from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Saturday. If you miss an episode, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows. Go to the show page. All of those episodes are archived. He has had amazing conversations with, as you have said, Mark, you know, both sides, having a balanced conversation, trying to find that area where we agree, where we can then work together. But more with Mark on the other side. And do not forget, after the 9:30 news, we'll be speaking with State Senator Dora Drake from Milwaukee about, we're going to talk about this as well, the second Minneapolis shooting this year, not the, and also the DEI amendment on the Wisconsin Constitution, and what that means for everyone in Wisconsin when it comes to the practicing hires of DEI. So more to come. Don't go anywhere. If you have any questions, comments, Alicia on the live stream says, yay, Mark Becker. Well, yay, Alicia Saunders, for watching and commenting with us, being here today. We appreciate y'all sharing your time. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC is the number. Comment, leave a comment on the live stream. Talk to you very soon. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your friend, and your partner, co-conspirator. However you need me, I'm here for you, friends. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. As always, we really appreciate your time, spending your time with us. We have a lot of great shows still ahead. I'm going to speak to State Senator Dora Drake after the 9:30 news about the Wisconsin constitutional amendment proposal. It's going to be on the it's going to be on the ballots this year about DEI hiring practices and why targeting them is bad for everyone. Then Asia Barber at the top of the second hour talking about fashion, fashion choices, fast fashion, and sustainability. Then we've got an audio survey. What are you buying for your clothing? What are you doing? Where do you shop? I'll tell you where I shop. I shop at Farm and Fleet. Not ashamed of that at all. Thank you very much. And then closing the show out with a little tip from Greg. But before we get on with that, we're talking to Mark Becker, who is the host of Rational Revolution. That is right here on Civic Media from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. every single Saturday. Can't catch it? Well, that's okay. You have a life. Go to civicmedia.us/shows and download episodes there. Catch up with all of the talks, because he is interested in balance. He is interested in having a conversation and finding out what divides us, finds out what unites us more than divides us. The dividing thing, totally different conversation. That's football talk. We're not getting to football talk here on the show. Before we get more into it, Mark, really quick, I just want to give a shout out really fast to two people. That is Amanda Nimmer, who is one of our producers here at Civic Media up in the Green Bay area. I don't think she sleeps ever, which is
not much. Yeah.
It's concerning to me, but she helped put this all together. She contacted me and said, Mark might want to talk to you about this. And then I want to thank senior producer Tucker for putting together all the details, getting Mark on the show this morning. I know, Mark, you are a business owner and you are a important person in town. So I appreciate your time. We were talking about your show, but we were also talking about the tragic shooting of Alex Preddy, who has ties to Wisconsin, went to school in Green Bay. You knew him as a young person. You sang with him in the boys' choir. And this is the second shooting in a month's time. And, you know, we're seeing pushback from if you look at the news this weekend, you're seeing pushback from Republicans. You're seeing pushback from, of course, Democrats, but you're also seeing pushback from the NRA, who is not a fan of the reasons why they executed Mr. Preddy, as far as a matter of saying, you know, gun safety. What are you hearing, Mark, from your friends who maybe either in your situation where you kind of found yourself without a party, maybe on the fringes, or are could possibly be like, yeah, this isn't for me anymore. I can't do this. This is not where my values lay. Are you hearing talk that is saying we need to have a bigger conversation right now?
It's been interesting. You know, Green Bay had a protest, and there were some people that surprised me that they attended because they didn't like what was happening. I think right now, and especially, you know, between this one and Renee Good, what Republicans are doing is they don't know. They're like flailing in the night, trying to search for something that will stick. So, you know, they talked about, oh, well, he shouldn't bring a gun to. Well, if you're a believer in the Second Amendment, that sentence doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Because if you think that we have the right to bear arms, the fact that he brought a gun there is not anywhere near any reason that he should have been even looked at.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's there. And then they talk about, well, I believe in the First Amendment and you have the right to say blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Well, the Republicans will say, well, you don't have a right to say bomb on an airplane. So they believe in these things when it fits their narrative. Mm-hmm. So they believe in the First Amendment. I believe that he should have been there. And you want to protest, you can protest. But why would you bring a gun to? No, shut your mouth. You don't actually believe those things if you use that sentence to justify why he died.
Well, and I agree. And then you should be tragically outraged that Greg Bovino is up there saying that if you call them terrorist or Gestapo, there will be consequences. You should be upset about that. You should be upset about 1,600 people being pardoned for storming the Capitol with guns. One of them, I mean, he didn't storm it, but he was there, sits in Congress right now for the 3rd District. You should be upset that a guy walked into Kenosha and shot people crossing state lines with a gun. A guy, he was a boy. Like, that's the thing is, yeah. if your outrage isn't consistent, you can't be taken seriously. I don't respect your outrage. If your outrage is consistent, if you're upset, if you're a person who's upset with the left and right on various issues and it remains consistent, I get that. But exactly, Mark, if you love the Second Amendment, I've been seeing bumper stickers since post 9/11 that say "Don't tread on me." Since the Tea Party, "Don't tread on me." Well, they're treading on us right now.
Right.
And if there's ever a time to work together, it's right now.
And the phony outrage from, we stand ready to stand up to a tyrannical government and come take my guns and all of that stuff. You know, they're entering people's homes without mm-hmm. any warrants. Mm-hmm. They killed a man after they disarmed him, his legal right to carry fire. Like, all of these things that are happening mm-hmm. are things that when I was in the Republican Party, we gave speeches about how we're ready to stand against this. BS. You haven't. Mm-hmm. This is your time to do just that, and you're failing, because when you say that, what they really meant was, you know, we are upset and we're standing ready to fight against a government whose tyranny. What they meant was, we're just waiting our time until we get to be the ones wielding the tyranny.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
And if you want to hear more discussions like this, I implore upon you, I beg upon you, I tell you, please listen to Rational Revolution, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Saturday here on the Civic Media Radio Network with their host, the host of the show, Mark Becker, is here today. Mark, again, I thank you for being here. Please come back to the show. Let's keep these conversations going, because, you know, it raises the hackles and gets me fired up. But at the end of the day, what we're doing is talking about saving our democracy and making it free.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
One thing before we go.
Yeah, yeah.
This, we have to keep talking about this. Mm-hmm. We have to keep talking about truth and reality and what happens. Because if we don't, that's when they win.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're going to keep talking about this, Mark, absolutely, without a doubt. After the 9:30 news, we're going to talk to State Senator Dora Drake about the proposed DEI amendment on the Wisconsin Constitution and why it hurts everyone. We're going to keep the conversation going. Mark, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you. All right. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, State Senator Dora Drake, more Civic Media Mid-Morning. My name is Greg Bach, your host. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, your supporter in all things world sports. And you can be a part of the conversation right now if you want. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform. We still call Twitter, still ahead. 10:52, closing out the show with Greg's Handy Tip. Today I'm talking to Mr. Ben Shapiro about writing, his thoughts, when to publish them. But yeah, it's a handy tip from me to Ben. That's going to close out the show this morning. And then still great stuff ahead today. We've got great programming after us from 11 to 2. We have got Tom Hartman on the network, and then following that from 2 to 5, we've got John and Gordy in the afternoon. They'll be speaking to Brittany Carloni, who's a state government and politics reporter at Wisconsin Watch, one of Bennett Goldstein's colleagues. We just spoke to Bennett about his article regarding the will of secrecy here in Wisconsin. You can read more about that on the website by going to the show notes, civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Civic Media Mid-Mornings. We now have our own page there, so you can catch up on the shows, and we will be creating a link on that page to see older shows as well. But they will be talking to Brittany at 2:35 this morning about the gubernatorial race and how it's looking right now in the very beginning of 2026. Got a long way to go on that, but we'll be having those conversations about the elections. Don't you worry. Stay tuned to Civic Media for those discussions. And then Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 5 to 8. Very much looking forward to that. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay informed. Be a part of the conversation tomorrow. Very, very excited. Very excited on the show here. We'll be speaking with Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Judge Chris Taylor about her campaign, the impetus of it, why she's running, her message. And I want to talk about the testy waters of running a campaign like this, which is nonpartisan, and how you get your message out there in a way that is both informational as well as just not trying to go either way. It's a tough wire to walk, but we will be talking to Chris Taylor tomorrow at 9:35 after the bottom of the hour news. And then at 10 o'clock, we welcome Mr. Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. It's every Saturday on Civic Media from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You got to check out that show. It's fantastic. We will be talking about all things coming out of the world of law. I do want to talk about Attorney General Josh Call's support of Keith Ellison. He is the Attorney General of Minnesota. They are together. They are attorneys general regarding a complaint violating the state's 10th Amendment rights to exist as a sovereign state. But we'll be talking to Jim about that as well as other things coming out of the world of law, but that'll be tomorrow on the show. But today it's time. It's 10:30 something. It's 22 minutes to 11. There we go. See, I did that for 22 minutes to 11. And we are now in the midst of audio sorbet. Calvin, can I get there it is. The Fantastic Hops. The Fantastic Hops. This is where I want to hear from you as well. I always want to hear from you. Be a part of that conversation. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the number. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are talking about sports that we get up early for. Sports from around the world. I say this because we've got the Australian Open happening right now. We are currently in day 10 is completed. We're going into day 11 tomorrow or later today if you are in Australia. And this goes until the end of, let's see here, we got matches up until the 31st. And I want to know, for me, I love tennis. I don't always watch the Australian Open. It's about also the timing as well as what channel it's on. I'm not willing to subscribe to streaming networks to watch everything. So a lot of times I will just catch up. I'll call myself what Calvin will call himself sometimes when it comes to baseball, a box score fan. I'll check the scores, check the highlights, but I definitely keeping up with it. But are there sports that you will watch, whether it's the Olympics when it's when they're on the other side of the world? Are you watching the World Cup? Is there a sport that you enjoy that plays somewhere else in the world that requires you to get up early or stay up late? What is it? I want to know. I have a friend, as I said before, who gets up very early in the morning to watch women's soccer matches, football matches all over the world, and she loves it. And I want to hear from you. Is there a sport that you get up early for or stay up late for? I would love to stay up. Well, actually, it's not even stay up late. The game. Well, no. What am I talking? Tonight's match again, which will feature. Let's see who's playing. It's going to be Novak Djokovic is going to be playing in tonight at 9:30 p.m. our time, and I will be very much asleep or at least in bed for that. So I will not be checking that out. But what out there is the sport you are catching up with? Now, Alicia, who is still awesome on the live stream, she says, does politics count as a sport? Well, you can always watch one of them filibuster speeches, 10, 20, 35 hours. We're asking yourself, how are they going to the bathroom? I have no idea. I would count that. I would count certain viewing of politics as a sport. I know that Brett from Brown Deer, listening on WAUK, says, I'll be getting up early in the morning in Thailand to watch the Super Bowl. But other than that, there is no sport that is a must-see for me. The older I get, the less I watch. I get that, too. I would say I divvy my time between baseball and tennis. Those are the two major sports that I watch. I'll take in some football from here to there. I like watching soccer. I used to watch it a lot, but I don't watch it as much as I used to. But, you know, I give my time to tennis and baseball. And then I believe, let's see here, we had Jenny on the live stream with a comment. I'm just looking for it here. A lot of comments today. Really appreciate y'all reaching out here. I will say this, Calvin. I do not like that on Twitter, our Twitter page, Civic Media's Twitter page, where we are streaming right now, the comments on there, if there are any at all, which I don't know, I haven't checked, they don't pop up on my stream here because it's like they can't do it. I don't understand. That is absolutely ridiculous. I'm not a fan of that. Let's see here. Here we go. Jenny on the live stream says, fun fact, the Wisconsin and Upper Midwest ties to curling are strong. Wisconsin Curling Club Association has a helpful directory. We were talking about this off air yesterday. Calvin and I were about the Winter Olympics. We'll be talking more about that next week because they begin next week. They are sp- sporting events in which I don't participate, or not participate, God, no, I don't participate in any sports. I don't watch, but what I do love, especially when it comes to curling, is that the people, when you watch it, they are so intent and the audience is so into it. And I love that kind of dedication to a sport that I think is easy to make fun of, but it's harder than you think. But I truly love that. And that is, I mean, I have friends who curl and they take it seriously and they buy the outfits. I have a friend of mine who put her head down once. She goes, I spent $250 on a pair of curling pants. I don't know what curling pants do for you, but she did. But is there anything that you're getting up early? Are you a fan of like F1? I know they are all over the place with the clock. Do you watch cars turning right and or left? Is that something you want to get in your life? Alicia also says, I'll tune into British Parliament. That is a sport if I've ever seen one. There is moaning and wailing and cavorting and fighting and screaming and yelling. That is, it's kind of entertaining if it wasn't the fact that it affects the people, but you know, yeah, that definitely is a sport. Kelvin, is there any sport that you watch that like you'll get up for? I know that sometimes they'll play football games in other countries or other continents, and those are going on like late at night or early in the morning. Is there anything for you that you see that like, oh, I got to get up early to watch that?
No, most of the things that I enjoy are targeted towards the American audience, mm-hmm. I would say. My most niche sport that I'm like actually like watch, and I've made an effort to avoid it because it's become overtly political and obnoxious to watch.
Oh, okay.
But I really do enjoy MMA. It's fun to watch for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have weird times when they're in Australia or in the Middle East, but yeah, usually they're normal. As far as like Olympic type sports, I've never snowboarded in my life, but yeah. As a kid, I was obsessed with Shaun White and the half pipe event.
Well, he's a cool fellow.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. He was like all like, he was a, you know, a very, he's a cool guy, but also I feel like family friendly. He just seemed like a really nice guy. Has anything happened to him? I have no idea. Is he a good person still?
I don't think he has any scandals. I know one of the most iconic clips of his career was an interview after he won his first gold medal.
Yeah.
And he was being interviewed and they asked him what he was doing after. And he's like 19 at the time.
And he FCC said compliant, Calvin.
No, I know. He said they were like serving him drinks and stuff. Yeah. And the interview is like, drinks? Aren't you only 19? And without skipping a beat, he's like, I'm talking Mountain Dews, baby.
That is a man who has been trained in the art of a PR. That guy definitely, yeah. It's weird to think, like to me, Shaun White, I still got to get it out of my brain that he's not like a 13-year-old kid with, you know, an explosion of orange hair out of his head. He's like, I think he's not much younger than me, honestly, but that's neither here nor there. We're talking about sports you get up early for. Are you, I mean, we'll talk about it more next week, but are you going to be down for the Olympics, Winter Olympics? Is that your jam? I feel like for the Summer Olympics, I was very whatever about it. And I was like, the Olympics. And I end up watching way more than I expected. So maybe we will be doing some coverage. Maybe we'll do some light coverage here on the show. Calvin, you want to do that? Me and you cover the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, I'm down. I don't know how much I will actually watch, but I'll be on the medal watch.
Dude, I'm always on the medal watch. Yeah. All right, so it's taking place in Italy this year, Northern Italy, with major events near Milan, Cortina d'Ampezzo. So, yeah, there'll be some late nights or early mornings for folks, and it's going to be going on all the time. So I'd love to hear more about that if you guys are keeping up with the Olympics. Calvin says that Shaun White is 39, not close to my age, but still, I mean, Shaun White's going to be 40. Oh, my goodness. That just makes me feel old. I don't know why, but very excited. I'm going to be, you know, maybe watching a live stream if I can get a hold of someone's account, because Lorenzo Musetti is taking on Novak Djokovic. Novak Djokovic, I'm talking tennis right now. I'm sorry if this is not your jam, but like for me, tennis is a big deal. I love it. And Novak Djokovic, to me, the fact that he's world number four is ridiculous because he was world number one, which seemed like forever on the charts, but he is world number four right now. And what's really cool is in the quarterfinals, Ben Shelton, I almost said Blake Shelton, but Ben Shelton, who is, I feel like, America's answer to Carlos Alcaraz, who I believe Carlos Alcaraz is going to be the next big, hugest thing in tennis. He has won so many tournaments, so many Grand Slams, and I think he's 22. He has a ferocity and an energy about him that is amazing, but I would love to see Ben Shelton and Carlos Alcaraz take on each other in a slam. That would be primetime watching because they not only play amazingly, but they also put on a show. Robert in La Crosse listening on WLCX says, curling is a sport for all ages, 10 to 100. Wisconsin and Minnesota are the hot spots for curling. Robert says that he is part of the La Crosse Curling Club. So, hey, get curling in your life. Just go watch some curling if you don't want to play right away. See what you think. I'd love to know more about that. If you are a curling enthusiast, reach out to us, greg.bach@civicmedia.us, greg.bach, B-A-C-H, like the composer, and tell us more about your curling adventures. But coming up after the break, it's a handy tip from Greg to Mr. Ben Shapiro. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay warm, and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your confidant and co-conspirator in all things democracy, freedom, and you being amazing. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network, and you can always be part of that conversation. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-STIVIC, and you can get on touch in the live stream by going to Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. As I said, lots of great programming still ahead, including Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, John and Gordy from 2 to 5, and then from 5 to 8, Pete Schwabba with Nightlight. You can also get a hold of the Civic Media app and listen to us live. You can listen to music stations on there as well. We got a lot of great music stations across a few states, but you can be in touch with us by simply putting that Civic Media app on your device today. It is absolutely free for you. A couple of comments from the live stream I want to go over really quick here. We were talking earlier about the dissension and the dislike and the outrage towards the occupation of ICE in the streets of Minneapolis. And Jenny here on the live stream. Let's see here. I just want to get to that. With regard to what we heard from Wisconsin politicians, she said, I believe to Tony Weed, how do you go to something like this when it's happening directly in your community? And that's basically making it sound like this was Alex Pretty's problem, that he made it happen and he is the cause. And that's not, if you watch the video from any angle, that is not at all what happened, period. And it's indefensible. But she also goes on to say, these are not folks who are going somewhere to protest in the these are not folks who are going somewhere to protest in traditional folks sense. These are people who hope to step out of their homes, schools, businesses, and hospitals and not see a reason to document unlawful ICE responses. So we have been, and then she goes on to finally say, they are looking out for their neighbors in a way I can only hope my neighbors would look out for me if I needed help. Exactly. That's what, and that was the crux of the entire conversation in the first hour. If you missed that, go to civicmedia.us/shows, go to Civic Media Mid-Mornings, and you'll be able to listen to today's program in two pieces, hour one and hour two. You can subscribe to us as a podcast. It'll be delivered to you twice a day, the entire show. And we are talking about things like that. For me, it's about the through line is whether we're talking about our politicians and we're talking about the people, or we're talking about, our chief lawyer in Madison. It's about protecting us. preserving democracy, standing up for each other, marching in the streets when it's 40 below zero with a wind chill, and doing what we need to do to make sure that this democracy stands. That's what we are talking about. I don't want to think about left or right. I don't want to think liberal versus conservative. I want to think about humanity, being humane, helping humans whenever they can, as best they can. So thank you very much for reaching out to us all, whether it's Jenny, Alicia, PJ, all the great people, people who texted. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But now it is time for a segment I like to call A Handy Tip from Greg. Oh, that was fun. That was very, very fun, Calvin. I think we're going to try all sorts of music going forward, because I feel like this is going to be a new segment, my friends. I'm going to give a handy tip out now. And this tip can go to anybody. This can be a politician. It can be a celebrity. It can be a regular person. If I just see something, if we see something that I feel like really needs a handy tip, that is what we're going to hand out, which is a piece of advice. And today it is to Mr. Ben Shapiro. He is a lightning rod in conservative media. He is one of the owners of the Daily Wire. They, you know, put out very conservative information, but he is also somewhat of he's a movie file, I believe. He's a guy who loves filmophile, cinephile. There's the word I'm looking for, cinephile. He is a screenwriter with varying degrees of success, mostly not good, but that's, you know, keep trying. But apparently, if you don't know this about me and Calvin, we're both big fans of comic book movies. Specifically, we love the new DC universe that's happening, James Gunn's universe. Both thought Superman was fantastic. This year, we're getting Supergirl, which, if you saw the movie, was featured. This is a spoiler alert, but this featured a cameo from the young lady who's playing Supergirl, and she will have her own film this summer. And Ben Shapiro wrote a scathing Supergirl review for that movie. Calvin, when does that movie come out?
It comes out on June 26th.
So he reviewed a movie that did not come out yet.
Sounds about right.
So yes, Ben Shapiro wrote a scathing Supergirl review and accidentally published it 7 months early. And I just say to you, a handy tip from Greg, don't do that. I didn't expect you to like the movie. No one did. That's fine. We get you. But put it in the file. Add some legitimacy to yourself. Don't publish it until the movie comes out. That's just a handy tip from Greg. From me to you, Ben Shapiro, you want to write a movie review? And here's another tip for free real quick. See the movie before you actually publish a review, because that also will lend credibility to your statements. Again, no one expects you to like it. You don't like any comic book movies. That's fine. We can talk about that. Come on the show. I'd love to have that conversation with you. But a handy tip from me, from Greg, to Mr. Ben Shapiro. See the movie first, then write that review. Then we'll talk. That has been another handy tip from Greg. Now, I want to thank everyone involved. Thank you very much to Calvin, to Tucker, to traffic, to engineering. All of you make the things work so this microphone actually operates when I'm talking. I want to thank our guest, Bennett Goldstein, for being here. I want to thank everyone who called, texted, left a live stream comment, just everyone who participated in today's conversation. This is an important one, and we very much, very much appreciate your time. Remember, tomorrow we're talking to Supreme Court candidate Chris Taylor, as well as Amicus host Jim Santel, here on the show from 9 to 11. This has been Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is still Greg Bach. I thank you for your time. Do not forget, stay tuned, stay warm, stay informed, and stay close. Talk to you tomorrow, friends.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.